She's a good time gal. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Good Time Gal. I'm your host, Caitlin Palufo. Thank you for tuning in. This week on the podcast, we have Rojo Perez, who is a sweet baby boy all the way from Puerto Rico. Very exciting. This was such a fun episode. Again, I have to do the disclaimer, do not drink and drive. Don't do that. It's very silly. Don't do that. We do talk about it in this pod. It's fun and playful, but just to make sure everybody knows, don't drink and drive. Okay, great. Now you can't sue me. Also, follow Rojo at Rojo Perez with 3 Z's at the end on Instagram. Follow me at Caitlin Palufo. Follow the podcast at Good Time Gal Pod on Instagram. And check out my website, CaitlinPalufo.com. I'm doing a bunch of tour dates. So come on out to one of those. I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm going to be in the Bay Area for a little bit. I'm going to be in Seattle, Minneapolis. So yeah, come out. Just do it. Okay. I'm going to be in New Hampshire next weekend, just for a one-nighter. It's on the website. Please take a look. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you at a show soon. And please rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend about this podcast if you're having a good time listening. It helps grow and all that jazz. And yeah, hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Talk to you soon. What is this, a voice memo? It is a voice memo, but it's like an unreciprocated. It doesn't matter. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be gone. I'm done. Fuck. Bye. Just so no one gets tricked. We are recording. Yeah. Okay. It's exciting. Rojo Perez. Hi. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Palufo?
It's pretty good. Can't complain. You're in your house in Queens. Why did I not know that you lived in Queens?
I don't know. I don't think that's something we got to talk about too much.
No, it never comes up. I live in Queens. That's why I bring it up.
But I'm not the one want to say where. But you're in like the cool part of the Queens.
Astoria?
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if you were that comfortable just giving your location away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come and find me, people. I'd be flattered to have a stalker. Are you kidding me? Make me feel special. Thank you. You're not in the cool part of Queens?
No, I'm closer to JFK.
Oh, okay. So like, a little southern Queens.
A little more towards the mall.
Okay, beachy Queens. That's what I like to. Yeah, we'll call it beachy. Yeah. I've been living that nautical life. But how are you? You're good?
I'm good. Everything's been good. Been busy last month, but that's nice. Yeah. Good busy. Nice stuff to do.
Congratulations on the Tonight Show. Very good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. We all get lucky. Every now and then, please. We all get a good set.
You sound just like a woman right now.
I appreciate
just
it.
Being like, I can't take a compliment. It was great, Rojo. Embrace it.
Thank you.
Say, I did a great job.
I did a great job. Thank you.
You've come so far.
I feel the growth.
Yeah, I'm now Oprah. That's what I am. but is that a vape?
Come on. First locations, now vices. Can we just do it? The whole
show is about vices. That's all it is. It's only vices. Do you think I wasn't going to notice? Like,
yeah. Most people don't say anything. Most people are just very polite.
No, I don't have that kind of tact. I love you. You can do no wrong. Vape away. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
But are you originally from Queens?
No, I grew up in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Have we met before?
We have met before.
This feels like...
Whenever we see each other, it's always joy and giggles. We're not really like, and where are you from? You know?
That's fair.
So this is going to be a little getting to know you situation. This is fun. Ooh, it's like match game or something.
Yeah. I'm not competing with anyone, but yes,
no, you have my undivided attention.
Sad solo match game. If the host brings one person and then there's no one to match with them.
Yeah, well, I'm the match. Surprise.
I was born here in New York, in East New York, but grew up in Puerto Rico. I caught like the tail end of my parents' like American dream type thing.
Oh, okay. So they packed it all up and went back home?
Yeah, I packed it up. Picked up one day, we woke up, all the shit was packed. No, we never talked about it.
Oh my God.
There was ample opportunity to have a family meeting about it, and this did not come up.
Oh no.
And they were just like, you know that language you don't understand? Come get all of it. Come get the whole fucking R's and N's and H's.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you?
Probably 7.
Oh my gosh.
Something like that.
So right when you're like getting comfortable, you've already started school, you're feeling good.
Yeah. I had a little crew that we walked to school every day, but I already had my heart broken. I'd lived a life to just pick up and move out of nowhere.
Oh, it's so cruel.
I had roots.
What a cruel, cruel world. What was it like for you in Puerto Rico? How was that?
I hated it. There's a qualifier. I obviously learned to love and grow to love it, but initially I couldn't stand it. Yeah. It was a lot. It was real country. A lot of cows, a lot of just, you gotta understand, I was coming from cable.
Yeah.
And I was living a New York life with MSG. We had a real living to go to just basic shit again and to just a slow, it wasn't that I was on the streets at 7, but it just felt slower even.
Yeah, that's what people don't talk about, Puerto Rico and the cows. It's an epidemic.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. We would walk through cow fields to get to like rivers, and the whole walk is just you trying to avoid the birthday cakes, the massive cow shits.
You went from New York living to Little House on the Prairie. Good God.
Very quick. Yeah.
That's a lot. How long were you there?
All the way till I went to college in Florida.
Holy shit.
Like I grew up there. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. All the important years.
All the fundamental years were had there.
That's great though. I mean, as a person who grew up in suburbia, it seems very exciting and enticing to be like, you have this beautiful young life in Puerto Rico. Do you go back often?
Yeah, I go. I'm actually going next week for my niece's quinceañera.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I've been saying it right this whole time.
So I'm going there next week. So to have her not talk to me.
Oh, but, that's good.
I just got to be around.
You got to show face. You're the famous cousin, I feel like.
My niece is the, she looks more excited when I show up. She still don't talk to me, but she's still like, she sent me a message after the Fallon and she was like, hey, I saw you on the Tonight Show. But that was a whole message. I was like, bitch, did you laugh? You fucking, you idiot. Did you laugh or not? I don't know.
She was like, no.
I'm more of a John Hamm fan.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I go pretty often.
Oh, that's great. Are your parents still there?
Yeah, most of my family, the whole family is really all there still.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, so this is a drinking podcast. Is it a big drinking culture down in Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico is the only place I've been to that you get bullied if you don't drink and drive.
What?
It's so second nature, Kayla. I can't even explain. Like, people legit will go cell phone, keys. All right, grab 2 beers. All right, let's go. Let's go for a drive. Like, it's such a, it's wild.
Really?
It is. I mean, when I say, I don't, you gotta fuck up so hard to get a DUI. This shit, it is like they don't stop. Like, it's so, I remember getting out of a couple when like I was in high school. Because mm-hmm. the thing was, we grew up like, because it's especially where I grew up country, it was like, if you were above the bar, you could be in the venue. Like, they'd serve you.
No, oh, wow.
Never, I didn't get ID'd till I think I was 22.
Wow.
Puerto Rico, like, so you just always just walked. If you have money, yeah, man, here you go. And it was so like, that's something I just didn't learn to appreciate till later. I mean, like, high school in Puerto Rico was the tits. The shit was fucking great. But because you're just kind of living like a mini adult. Mm-hmm. But man, I got in, I ran a red light because at the time there was an unwritten rule that goes, if it's after midnight, you can just go by the red light. And this, I mean, universally known on the island.
Yeah.
You'd make a stop after midnight, you were good to go. So I did this and I was trying to get back home for curfew and cop pulls up, he pulls up behind me. He goes, hey man, there was a red light. I go, yeah, but it's after midnight. And he informs me that is not a law. That is not something that you can just do. So he starts doing the talk and he's like, how far, like, where were you coming from? Were you drinking? And he was like, I can see you were drinking. Mm-hmm. How much have you been drinking? And I was like, come on, man. Like, you know, that meant. And he goes, can you step out real quick? And I step out of the car. And he's asking, he's like, what's up? What do you do? And I was like, my freshman year of college. I go, I'm visiting. I'm back here seeing family. My parents live the town over, 20 mm-hmm. minutes away. And he starts doing, he's like, can you do the test, sobriety test? And we're doing the hand stretched out. And he goes, all right, with your hand, touch your nose. And I just go like this. And he giggles and goes, no, not like that. And like he's like, come on, you know the way to do it. And I was like, you didn't clarify. And he goes, have a good night, mother. All right, be safe.
So you got out of it?
Yeah. Just definitely got out of it. Oh, I got in an accident once, fell asleep driving after drinks, like passing out. And there was a whole family in the car, like a mom, a dad, a grandma, two kids.
Jeez, three generations of people.
I like come out of it and I like see the car. I'm too close, so I swerve and like I clip it. But then like I just keep driving. And the reaction of mine, I was like, no, just fucking go, dude. Just go. But I had this like beat up car. So I'm like going 30. So it ain't even really hauling. So I look back and they behind me in their car. And it was like, I finally pull over. I get out. The mom's fucking losing it. The dad's trying to be kind of cool. Me and the mom get into it. She's like, I have a whole family in the car. And I was like, miss, I'm sorry. If I knew, I wouldn't have hit you. I don't know what you were like.
If I knew it was a family, I would.
Yeah, I would have been safer. They start getting into the talks of like, she goes, where are you from? Whatever. What's your name? She's doing the whole rundown, and then mm-hmm. she just starts laughing. And I go, what's funny? And she goes, your aunt's a nurse. Your other aunt's a teacher. And we live in front of your grandparents' house. How's that shit? She goes, and she was like, so now what do we do? And I go, I mean, I don't think you gotta tell anyone any of this, honestly. She makes her husband drive me home. They follow me. Uh-huh. They drop me off like right before I get to the hill of my house. The husband gets out and he goes, hey, don't worry. I'll make sure my wife doesn't say anything. And you then, I mean, like, you're like, fuck. You're like, what a man. Yeah. What a fucking.
Oh, my God.
What a guy.
That's very cool of that husband.
Yeah, but that's because of the culture.
Yeah.
But it's because they all grow up heavy booze.
Yeah. It's I love that you guys drink underage and you drive drunk, but you still have a curfew. That's incredible.
I definitely had a curfew. Yeah. I definitely had a curfew.
That's adorable. Oh my God. So your parents were drinkers, I would imagine?
Not really. My dad my dad would have a beer here and there, but he would never do like any hard liquor or any of that. My mom doesn't, she never drinks at all. I don't know. Me and my brother, my cousins, we all booze pretty consistent. I probably picked it up from them.
Are they older or younger?
They're older.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother is a good 10 years older than me. So he was living when I was like just growing up. So it was like, oh, this motherfucker, the coolest. Like that sort of.
When did you first start drinking?
Whew, this is going to get dark real quick.
We've heard it all. So there's nothing.
I don't know. I'd say I was probably consistently drinking at 15.
Yeah. Okay.
Something like that. I think I still remember my first like sip of beer and my grandfather being like, oh man, he gonna like this. Like I didn't even flinch. I just took it and he was like, oh, this is gonna be an issue.
Oh no. Do you remember the first time you ever got drunk?
I feel like that's redundant. I don't think someone can remember that, but I'm trying to maybe not the first, but I remember too, like there's these like town festivals. Each town in Puerto Rico has one throughout the year and it's like a weekend thing. Mm-hmm. And they bring like little rides and like some gambling stuff, and then there's musicians who come. But all the kiosks are like booze kiosks.
Yeah.
So I remember like, because that, I mean, $20 used to last so much, especially with no tolerance. you're like, oh yeah, I'll take this drink. I was like, oh, that one's blue. I'll order that one. Oh, like this one on fire. That shit gonna be, work well.
Yeah.
And I remember like getting back to the house, puking outside in front of my house. And, being dumb enough, because our house only had one AC unit and it was in my parents' bedroom. And I remember being like, it's too hot to sleep. So I went and slept on the floor of my parents' bedroom, but I am reeking of liquor. I mean, pores just coming out. My mom wakes me up at, this shit had to be like 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
She wakes me up and she goes, are you drunk? I'm like, what? Like, the whole room smell like rum and it's not your father. Get up. I am like going through the sweats, everything. Mm-hmm. And she's like, nah, all right, you want to drink? Cool. But you going to school and don't call me because nobody picking you up. You going to be there all day. You going to learn something. And I remember going to school just hungover, just fucking, whoo, I'm having a day right now.
Oh God. Was that just like a normal, did people come to school hungover a lot in Puerto Rico or in your school rather? Or were you just a bad boy? Were you a bad boy?
No, I think, I mean, we normally not, cause it wasn't like we'd, there'd be like Wednesday. So like Tuesday there was this gas station everybody hung out at.
Oh hell yeah.
There's a gas station that sold beer and had like a little patio section, so this shit would turn in, there'd be 100 people in this bitch just hanging out,
the coolest Sonico on the island. It was,
people knew about it. Yeah. People would just go, you going to the gas station? Yeah, I'll see you at the gas station. So Wednesdays everybody moved a little slower. Nobody always looked hungover, but everybody was just, somebody was always late. There wasn't, we were doing practice. It was, yeah.
Yeah. So you went to school in Miami?
No, I went to school in
Florida. Sorry.
Florida, a small, very small town called Lakeland between like Orlando, Tampa.
Oh, cool. What made you choose there?
The Miami of Central Florida.
Oh, you know, hell
Lakeland.
Yeah.
You've heard of it.
Everybody knows Lakeland. You're not anyone if you don't know what Lakeland is. But is there was there family in Florida, or what made you choose Lakeland of all places?
No, really, I think it was a college. I heard about them at like a college fair or something. Mm-hmm. And out of the other four or five schools I got into, that one was the closest to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Like, I just went, like, there was a big thing of going, like, I was worried about going to, like, a big school and not going to class.
Yeah.
Like, my high school was such a small private school, mm-hmm. that, like, I was like, I don't know if I can do 200 students in a lecture hall, mm-hmm. and actually keep myself responsible enough to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I went to that small school. Yeah, and it was just also closer to Puerto Rico, so I could go back twice a year.
Well, that's nice. Good for you for knowing yourself well enough to be like, small school. Because I was like, I'll go anywhere that accepts me. That's it.
Where'd you go?
I went to UC San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, I had a good time in college. We'll say that.
Yeah.
We enjoyed ourselves very much.
All 6 years.
Yeah, all six years. Did the drinking continue in college, or did you like shape up?
I mean, I drank, but I really think because of how comfortable we grew up with drinking in Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. when I got to the States, when I got to college, it wasn't like, oh, freedom.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really like, I would just have normal drinks. Like I would mm-hmm. still like other than like silly drinking games you play at people's apartments and shit, but like going out, it wasn't like I was drinking more or less, or like just because I could.
Yeah. Did you ever get in any trouble? Because you had a few close calls in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, and I think those were the closest I ever like. I think after those kind of really freaked me out a little more. No, I was at a couple times ATF showed up.
ATF? What's that?
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Oh, I've never heard of that in my
life.
They
all go together.
that sounds like a good Friday. Oh.
Yeah, sorry. They... Yeah, so they would show up for underage drinking, and a couple times I was like at the bar mm-hmm. with a fake ID at 19, and like we had to like jump the fence and be like, all right, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
That was the closest, I think, to like any real legal shit.
Well, how do people even get fake IDs? I don't understand
like
how that happens.
I'm gonna tell you. Okay. Fucking yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a narc now. I'm in my 30s and I'm like, I need a fake ID. I'm trying to disappear. Get rid of that student loan debt.
We had this kid actually my freshman group who could make them. And back then, the Puerto Rico licenses didn't have any hologram.
Oh, okay.
So I had my real Puerto Rico license mm-hmm. in Florida, and then he just made that and made a couple years older.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then this motherfucker kept using my ID.
Oh, no.
So now we had like 20 Puerto Rican students. All yeah. with the same, he wasn't even changing birthdays. He giving the same shit. And you're like, come on, you gotta be better about this.
Central Florida thought they had an invasion. Oh my God.
That's probably when ATF started showing up. They're like, we got too many. All right.
Oh no. Oh my God. So you finished there. When did you get to New York? Did you start comedy in Florida or did you head up?
Yeah, I started in Florida my last semester of college.
Okay.
And then I graduate December. I'm in New York in April.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's so fast.
Yeah. I think the reason at the time was also just like, I had no real responsibilities. I didn't like have anything holding me in Florida. And you're just like, if you're going to try it, just like,
yeah,
go really try it.
What was your major in Florida?
Communications, journalism, news media. So like video editing and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good. That's practical for at least it translates a little bit.
Yeah. As much as whatever editing I need to do now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very convenient to have paid all that to chop this video down from 2 minutes to 1:15.
Yeah. I can add subtitles onto my video.
SRTs, baby. Yeah.
Totally worth 50 grand. So did you, you were in New York when you were 22.
Yeah.
How was that transition? Because you're just going from small to medium to now large. Like that is intense.
The transition, I guess, I felt a little lost, but now that I think eventually you're just like, oh, everybody's lost.
Yeah.
Like, even though there's a lot of quote unquote people in New York, you're still kind of like, nobody know what they fucking doing. Everybody just got here, it seems like. And like, it's like, it wasn't as weird as I guess you'd imagine, just especially when there was also an idea of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So there was also just that like, oh, I'll go to this little open mic I found. I'm inherently going to be around people who do the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It kind of immediately feels like you have like a group, even if you don't really talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, that face, I've seen it before. Yeah. Yeah, this guy's, that face smiles. Cool, that's nice. And like that. It wasn't too bad. I think it was just a matter of figuring out the work aspect of it. Mm-hmm. The how do you pay rent but not have a job that holds you to it in the sense of where you can still remember why you're here.
What did you do?
At first I started, I was doing some freelance video editing for some company out in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't consistent enough. So I ended up getting like, man, I worked as a valet parker. I would just work the daytime shit. It was like at this convention center. So they'd have like daytime shit. Mm-hmm. So I would just work the early, and I worked there for a few months till I busted out a back window of a van.
What? How'd you do that?
This was sober.
Okay. Well, we're getting better. That's good. No families
so it definitely
involved.
Wasn't. Not in the vehicle. There was a family involved, not in the vehicle. We don't talk about them anymore. I went to park a car and there was a in the basement of this convention center. It was like a minivan. And I was like backing it in and there was like the arm from the AC unit kind of out. So this is, I've never been able to do it with the actual arm example. So let's say this would be padded.
Okay.
There's like a foam pad. So that's what you're expecting to tap where you would stop.
Uh-huh.
But I parked it close enough that I hit the metal that's like the bend that had no wrap. And it just does that. And the whole thing went, it wasn't like cracked. The whole thing exploded. I am yelling in the basement of this parking lot alone, just yelping and fucking losing it. Finally, my manager comes down and he sees what happened. I go, dude, I swear I don't know. I know we're broken, but I don't know what to tell you. I know it wasn't, I swore I was paying attention, but I don't know. I guess not. I don't know. And he goes, hey, I'll talk to the owner. Mm-hmm. We'll get it fixed. How about you go home today? Come back tomorrow. We'll chat it up. Never went back. Never went to collect it. Never went to collect the check. So never. That's fine. So I didn't get evened out, but
yeah,
I never went back.
How long did you work there?
Probably 6 months.
Oh my God.
Enough that people knew me. Yeah, enough that they knew who I, enough that I had gone drinking with that boss.
Yeah.
Like that. Then I worked for about 2 weeks as an exterminator in the height of bed bug season.
Oh my God. Did you ever
get
bed
bugs? It was taken over. No, but I had to stop doing it because every day you show up and you have nothing but the fear that you have bed bugs on. You're like,
yeah.
If I give this whole house bed bugs, they're going to throw every, this too much. Like, I'm going to be done. So you're always just kind of itchy.
Yeah.
Just because you're around. Those 2 weeks, I mean, I didn't kill one bug. The spraying I did was so over the top. I didn't get anywhere near corners. Nooks, not one cranny. This shit.
Oh, God. That sounds horrible. I had one bed bug scare, and it was terrifying. It was the most, like, anxious I've ever been.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So I can't
imagine the idea of just having to throw everything out seems so daunting, where you go, I'd rather move.
Yeah.
I think I'll leave. Yeah, I keep everything the way it is. I'm leaving.
Yeah, no, thank you. Nothing is precious enough for me to take with me. Yeah. Maybe this ice tray. I don't think they got into the ice tray. I can take that. Even then I'd be itchy. Oh my God. Oh God. So you're young. Did you go out a bunch? Were you party monster in young guy in New York?
New York?
I mean.
I didn't have the means.
Okay.
To go party. So it wasn't, for some reason, the partying's always just been like dive bars.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just a comedy thing, just since we're always in it. But that to me is the hang. You're like, I hate being around people.
Oh, 100%.
Give me three, the maybe four, and everybody got to be soft speakers. I don't need, I hate being around. So it was never, I would never go to every now and then you go to pianos or Fat Black or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or there was another one on the Lower East Side that was real fun, but not somebody had a want to go.
Yeah.
Like Mike used to love going to pianos. So I'd go with him because he'd always be like, let's go to pianos.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd go on a Monday.
Yeah.
It wasn't on a weekend. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't that club vibe.
Yeah. I feel like comedians, we all know the great spots to go to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. If you ask me on a weekend, you're fucked. I got nothing.
Well, I have to wait in line. No, thank you. I'm not doing that.
No. What do you guys got in there? Booze? Yeah. I bet this other place down here got it too.
Yeah. So does this corner store. I'll see you later. Oh, have you ever done, so you're very, I've always thought you were very cool. You know, you're very hip.
Oh, thank you.
You're very put together. Okay. Have you ever done anything embarrassing while inebriated?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, embarrassing to myself or the with someone out, like.
Either. Any kind of thing that makes you look not cool, because right now you're sitting there with your perfect beard and your frosted tips. You look very hip.
I've definitely talked a lot of shit about how good the sex was going to be to only fall asleep as soon as we stopped. As soon as we got to a house, I was like, I'm out. All right, this shit is. I had a pretty bad fall, maybe like a year and a half ago. I fell asleep on the train.
Oh no! Yeah.
And I came to, and I was one stop, maybe one, maybe two stops past my house.
Okay.
So I was like, "All right, we're not too bad. Just get down. You got everything on you. We fine." And I was gonna call an Uber, and the shit was like $10. And I go, "Man, that's too stuff. That shit too close." And I hear the train coming the way I want it. So I start running down these stairs, and my body's like, "Dude, we not. That's not what we do right now. We ain't. That's crazy. You're attempting to move this fast." And my legs gave out, and I mean, I am all pavement, just cut up, bleeding through here. So now I miss the train. I'm bleeding. And I'm like, you can't really walk, so we not walking. So now I still call the Uber. So I still pay the Uber that I didn't want to pay. And my hands are out the back window, just bleeding to the wind.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So there's definitely street cams that have footage of this.
Just with your little limp hands out. Oh no. Oh. During the pandemic, did you drink a lot, or were you like
I actually got I scaled back a good amount because I also don't like drinking alone. Like, I'm not somebody who I can have, but there can be a full bottle here at the house and I won't touch it. Like, I don't, I don't like that to me seems a little boring.
Okay. A social drinker.
Yeah. That, but that's also why I always have to be out.
Yeah. Do you black out when you drink?
I'm pretty good.
Have you ever blacked out?
Yeah, definitely. But I'm pretty good with it. Once it's late at night and weed gets involved, there, those conversations tend to blur. And like, I've made dead lunch plans, and like, I don't, you get crazier, you believe me.
Yeah.
That we were going to stick to that. But I don't, I've never blacked out and then come to and had something wild, like said something wild or had like a weird action or like that's, I'm very like, I keep it pretty quiet and like, I'll stay in my chair and not talk to anyone.
You go inside.
No, I got pretty good with it during the pandemic. I started picking up wine. So I'm trying to, I'm going to learn a little about it. And since I don't love it, so it takes me longer to drink it.
Oh, that's good.
Are we trying things?
Yeah. I mean, I would, I love wine. Red wine is my favorite thing to drink, which is a real, real shame. I wish it was like water or orange juice, but nope, it's red wine.
Do you only do red wine? No, you drink.
No. I'll drink whatever, beer. But my favorite thing is red wine. Yeah. Beer makes me bloated immediately. So I don't like to drink a lot of beer. I drink cider. I like cider, red wine.
Nice.
And then I love a fancy cocktail, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. A little bougie cocktail. That's what I like.
Smoky.
Yeah. A little mezcal situation. Something, sometimes they do like that smoked bourbon where they take off the lid and it comes out and you're like, goodness, this is not worth $18, but here we are.
Like, yeah, keep it in there.
Yeah. I'll just light a match and do the same thing. But so we are near the end, Rojo. Can you believe
it? We just got here.
I know. But this is the point where I like to ask people if there's a story that we did not get to. That you want to share with the beautiful listeners of the Good Time Gal clan. Maybe I shouldn't call it a clan. We're more of a brigade.
A drinking story? Yeah.
Sure. Or drugs. That's fine.
I'm not a, that's the thing. I've never been a big drug person. Mm-hmm. Like, I just recently started getting into weed. Mm-hmm. Like, as in, like, the past 3 years or whatever.
Okay.
I'm too weird about losing control.
Yeah.
That shit freaks me out. Yeah. No, I had my phone. So I fell asleep once drunk. I've done this a few times because I feel real comfortable on the J train. So I fall asleep. I fell asleep and with my phone in my hand.
Oh no.
And woke up. Woke up rested. Like, I woke up, it wasn't like a quick out. I woke up, like, when I came to, the people on the train were like going to their professions.
Yeah.
Like this sort of. And I'm like, oh fuck, my phone. Or did anybody? And I'm looking around and I was like, did any of y'all see someone take my phone? And they go, hey man, you've been out for a bit. We don't know. We just got on this train.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, my phone's gone. Whatever. I'm over it. What are you going to do? You're fucking mm-hmm. get your life together. I start getting Facebook messages. Whoever found my phone has been trying to return it. Because it was, what I do think happened is they took the phone and then once they left, realized it was like a very old phone that had like no real value. So they were trying to return and they got in contact with me being like, I found, someone sold me this phone.
Oh, wow.
I want to return it. I just don't want to lose money.
Oh, God.
So if you can just pay me what I paid. And
What did they pay?
And I go, cool, what'd you pay? And he goes, $250. And I go, I swear that text, I go, man, them dick pics ain't worth $250. I don't keep the shit. Keep the fucking, that you wild. That's insane.
Yeah.
No, you stole it and then nobody wanted it. And now you're trying to return it. I would have given $100. For $100, you could have got me.
Yeah, that's the ceiling for that. What was it, an iPhone 5? What was it?
An Android 2 or something.
Oh, an Android anything. Just keep it. Oh, no. I think that's a smart business move. Now you get an upgrade, huh?
Yeah. We invested. Invest in yourself.
Yeah. Did anything come of it afterwards?
Never got back. I'm still waiting. I mean, I'm sure these photos will come out one day. He'll be waiting for me to be more successful.
Yeah.
We both waited.
Yeah.
This is going to be a long burn.
Yeah. One day this motherfucker is going to get SNL and I'm going to bring him down.
Wait till you see it.
Yeah. Then this phone is worth $2,000.
Still sad. Yeah. Still only $2,000.
But by then, no one's going to have a charger for that phone, so it won't even matter. It'll be long dead. Well, Rojo, this was so much fun. Thank you
so much for having me.
The podcast, great. Where can people find you?
Ooh, people can find me, Rojo Perez, with 3 Z's on all whatever social medias. And my album, Words, is out streaming on all the things. Please hit play. Y'all don't even got to listen to it. Just hit play and let that shit run.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it. Well, thank you, Rojo. This was so fun.
Good seeing you, Caitlin.
You're a gem. I'll see you probably around the city tomorrow. Good time, girl.